Is that on?
Yes, it's on.
Okay.
It's on.
Okay. Louis, start then.
Just now turn it on.
Louis? Everything all right? Mr. Johnson, talk to Mr. Truman. President, campaign train.
Yeah.
And he agreed to give Johnson the seat for the senior effective. So don't worry about the investigation because it came to an end. That's all.
Okay, well that is, that's, we, what we better, where do you turn this thing?
Say sure I would have.
Like that?
That's it.
You see, this, this investigation lasts only 2 days and a half.
It got started Monday.
Yeah, but
stopped Wednesday.
But they have appointed a lot of witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
From our side and from the other party. And like I told you before, they didn't investigate my clerks.
Right.
Because they don't know, they didn't know nothing about it. When I saw that they won't implicate some of them, I was ready to tell the truth.
Yeah, right.
See? And which is, I didn't mean, what it says, the hell I can't talk in good English and explain good. I didn't feel right they had these poor guys there.
They were innocent.
Yeah,
they were innocent.
And before they implicate them, I was going to tell the truth.
Right.
You see?
Yeah. Regardless of what they said. You would have told everything.
Yeah. And I told
Ed, it got close to that, right? It got close to that.
Yeah, sure. And I told Ed Lloyd that.
When, afterwards?
No.
Oh, before?
Before.
Yeah. You said if the clerks get in trouble.
That's what I told Mr. Lloyd, Mr. Ellis. Because Nachito and his wife and the others, Yola, they don't know anything about this business.
They followed orders, I
guess. Yeah. He says before they get some kind of how you call it when they're gonna
Indicted?
Yeah. I want to stand for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell it to you.
That must have scared Lloyd.
Yes, yeah, he sure did. He says, Louis, I wish you wouldn't do that, little boy. I'm not going to let innocent people go to jail for me or for the party.
Yeah.
Besides, the party's dying now. We got no much left of the party.
Did he know that, Louis, before he went to the Truman train, do you think?
Yeah.
Well, that might have really scared him.
Yeah.
I mean, that point had never come up. No. They might have told, we're going to lose this investigation because he's going to tell the truth.
Even my wife, subpoena.
Your wife had been subpoenaed?
Yeah. Didn't you see the subpoenas I showed you? Both of them.
Well, I saw the subpoena, but...
And you know damn well I was going to let my wife go and become my wife.
So Lloyd knew that you might blow the whole thing up.
Right.
So that's why they had to get it stopped.
That's it.
They had to get it stopped.
You.
Well, see, there's a new element in it.
Right. You were the only election judge to testify, actually. Is that right?
Right.
Your assistants or no one never did.
You didn't get to that.
They didn't.
No, they never did.
Luis, if this thing had been, if the investigation had gone on completely to the end, would they have proven a vote fraud? Could they have proven it? Not from you, but just on the evidence. Could Stevenson have proven the votes were fraudulent?
Stolen?
Yeah, stolen. Right. Even if you lied, he still could have proven it.
It makes no difference, because what they did it wrong. I mean, when not in the votes.
Yeah, with the alphabet.
And the lawyers, they spotted that right away.
Yeah, they saw the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see, that all this completes the picture. In other words, the investigation looked bad on the face of it. Stevenson probably would have won it. Second of all, you would have told the truth if your clerks got in trouble.
Right.
So on either one of those, they had to stop it. If Johnson was going to win, they had to stop the investigation.
Yeah.
That's what they told Truman, apparently. Because Lloyd told you after he saw Truman, everything is all right, don't worry about the investigation. Johnson talked to Truman on the train. But Parr also talked to him.
Yeah. They went, the way Ed was telling me, they went, Bruce, Ed Lloyd, George, and Johnson, they went to see him. Truman.
Yeah.
But about that part, I know he told me, of course, the time. My memory, he don't play that much.
I wish we could clear that up, but I don't know what we can do. You know, maybe it stopped at Corsicana to get water or something. But
what reason had it started coming out?
One place possibly that they think there could possibly be a record is in the Truman Library. They probably have a log, you know, or...
Where, in Missouri?
Yes.
Well, you guys got to have the facilities.
Oh, we can check anywhere.
They keep detail appointment things and stuff like that.
The main thing now, go and see Givens Parr.
Yeah, I'll see Givens Parr, yeah.
After I gave him my papers, then I lie on the bench and I lost the stolen from my car and all that kind of BS.
Yeah.
How old a guy is given?
Oh, he's older than me.
Is he live in Alice?
Live in Alice.
And Martins lives in Alice. I'll have to go down there.
Yeah.
But where can I find Martins? He doesn't have a telephone and I don't know his address. Well, what would you recommend?
The best thing is you go over there and find him, because if you phone him, he's liable to go off.
Yeah. I want to knock on his door.
He's the kind of guy that don't have any guts around in the town. Yeah, we got him on our party.
What about Givens? You think he'll talk a little bit?
Well, what he got to lose?
Right. And his name's going to be mentioned anyway, right?
His brother's dead. He's just... all Givens is a whole lot different from him. From here to eternity.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. Well, I'm going down there.
What kind of health is he in, do you know?
What kind of health?
Health, is he?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen Givens, to tell you the truth, ever since I gave him the papers. Because we never meet again.
Okay, this other part, would you clear it up again, Lewis, about the meeting in San Diego and also George Parr coming to your house? And you said, no, right. He went away angry. You're going to change all that. That's
I already changed my paper. Because so, it was going to be easy for me to think of my wife, but no, I went to San Diego.
You went to San Diego?
Yeah, I went to San Diego.
And do you remember where you had the meeting?
In George B. Parr office.
In George office? Yes, in the courthouse?
In front of the courthouse. Just in one side. You got an office.
Separate building?
Separate building. All together.
And okay, that's where Lyndon said, I need 200 more votes.
Yeah. And I was thinking. I was thinking.
George, he was a rich man, all right. But not what you consider him a millionaire.
No, but wealthy.
But
he was wealthy, yeah.
And all this money he spent, it was not his money.
Right.
You see, every candidate, Max, from the governor down to the janitor in the courthouse, if they want to get elected, they want to get on the right side of power
and given money. The lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and all that. All those offices, you know, Railroad Commission, and they come to George, and they shell out the money. And George, he put out of his pocket.
Yeah.
That's why he told me, he says, don't mind about spending, spend it all.
Yeah. Spend as much as you want.
Yeah. And I did. So, it clears now, because not even the state politicians, also the local politicians in Brooks County, Stark County, in Wells, Nueces, where John Kearney was sheriff in them, in North Florida. And Jim Hawks, Webb,
yeah.
All those politicians, local politicians, they come to George. And they shell out the money to. If they didn't get a ride free, they have to pay. Not much, but still,
yeah,
they had to pay something. That's they what gave. George told me.
Yeah.
I don't know if he, but I guess he was telling me the truth.
Well,
yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I knew that he spent a lot of money, lots of money, but it was not his.
When was this meeting in his office? Which day?
Yeah, well, I don't remember, Max.
Well, you said the third day, Lewis. You think that's correct?
Yeah, see, that's correct.
Okay, that would have been.
Yeah.
It would have been Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Well, I don't know. God bless, I didn't care, man. Yes.
Well, but to prevent us from making a mistake, we want to make sure we got it right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On Saturday, you reported unofficially to some Alice Echo reporter. You say, 760 to 60 or something.
Yeah.
But that was unofficial. But did you delay the vote? Remember you said we did.
Yeah.
When did you delay? After that? You counted them over again? Or
we
what?
Delayed the counting because East Texas is still coming in.
You wanted to hold yours back?
Yeah.
But you told that reporter just like unofficial, he didn't.
But the night of it, I told Clarence Martins, Johnson had so many votes, Stevenson had many votes.
This was election night.
That was campaign. And I was right. But
you mean you just told him that's what it was going to be without counting him?
That was going to be.
And then you counted them on Saturday, right. Sunday. You kept counting over the weekend. Okay. And then you went to San Diego. You still hadn't turned in your vote total.
No.
But you gave the sheets to Givens Parr before the San Diego meetings.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you get word to go to San Diego? Did Parr send word or something to come to his office or?
No, yeah. He said to come to him.
Give you a call and say, come on over. But your vote, you still had the clerks locked up then. Is that right?
No, they already did.
Are they already gone?
They already gone.
You had finished that when you gave it to Givens.
Yeah.
But nobody had turned it in officially yet. Nobody had turned the vote in yet.
Until, you see.
I think Martins would have to certify it, wouldn't he?
Yeah. We chose the election, here's the final count. I went to Clarence and found so many votes for Johnson, so many for Stills. And I told him, I got the
ballots. I got the ballot scans where you want them. Just take them
to the Yay House. What are we talking about there? All right. Then, you see, after we counted, Stevenson
was in the lead.
Yeah, all over the state.
Yeah.
You turned in your total, Stevenson was still ahead.
Still some other 100 votes ahead.
Right, 114,
yeah. Something like that, I don't know, remember. And then, Georgetown, I want to talk to you, come to San Diego, okay, over there. That's when it was Johnson and Ed Loy and those in the office. That's when he told me. Said, we need, in order to win this election, we need 200 votes.
Everything had been counted and they were
sure. Everything was counted.
Including Box 13 had been counted Box 13. And they needed.
Yeah.
Stevenson still had the lead.
I
got it.
Yeah.
Okay. You would turn in your sheets and everything.
Yeah, and this one, when Georgetown, I want you to, can you add the 200?
So Johnson saw you say no.
No.
Yeah.
And I told him in Spanish. Because Johnson, he didn't speak Spanish.
Yeah. He spoke to George in Spanish.
Yeah, well, he spoke Spanish fluently.
Yeah.
Dije, a mí no importa una chinga que pierda Johnson. I don't give a damn if Johnson lost the election.
And Johnson was sitting
there. Yeah, he was there. And says, no, but then that's all we spoke in Spanish. Says, what, you don't want to... To add those votes, no. Then Ed Loy, because I got more dealings with Ed Loy than with Barr. Then Mr. Loy asked me, said, Luis, positive you're not looking at. But at least you're going to certify that I can do that because I don't want nobody to think that I'm backing up from before.
Yeah.
Right. Still going to fail. Right. I'll be with the party to the end.
Right.
All right. Then George says, well, I got two men back here. All right. That night, these two guys, George and I, we went to that office.
Adams building?
That's right. And they had their votes.
They got the sheet back from Givens Park.
Exactly.
Added the votes. And then what happened to the sheet with the votes?
I can't say. I say this guy is stolen from my car, but he's stolen.
Yeah.
Not true. Givens here or no? If he wants to talk.
Yeah, Givens would know. Yeah. Yeah, he would know.
Yeah.
Okay, then right after the names were added, that gave 200 more votes. Did you then, how did you certify? You changed your tally, or how did you do that?
They told me how many votes for Johnson. They said the book.
Yeah. But then, would you give it to Clarence Martin's revised total? How did you do that?
Because, you see, they made it sound like it was a miscount.
Right. The first one was a
miscount. It was a miscount. It was not a miscount.
So Martins had to do that.
Yeah.
Clarence, yeah.
But he won't
admit it.
Yeah. He won't admit it.
But that night, you and George Parr and these other two people went there and they added the...
Exactly.
But George Parr was there when they actually...
He was there.
That was Tuesday night then, I guess.
The evening after you met in San Diego?
Yeah. Or the same evening, wasn't it?
Or the same?
Same evening.
What time of day was the meeting in San Diego?
About 6 o'clock.
About 6.
Yeah. About 6 at night?
Yeah.
Were the boats added then late at night, Louis? Midnight or some late deal? Or was it?
We started nothing there. It was about 9 o'clock.
With the 200 names?
About 11 o'clock, everything was finished.
Well, B.F. Donald had a copy of that list with those 200 names on there. Because when Kellis DeBrell went to the bank, he showed it to him.
That was my list that I gave to Gibbons.
It ended up in Tom Donald, and he showed it. And they saw those names because DeBrell said, we saw they were alphabetical in the same ink, but then Donald took the list back, and it was never seen again. But DeBrell could have testified. Did he testify before the investigation was called off? Did he get called on the stand? Do you remember?
No, I think about it.
Yeah. Because he would have said, I saw the names, and but they stopped it before he could get it. Well, that clears up that point about
Carl. Well, they had Clarence Martin before me. When he came out of that courtroom, he was ready. Pain, injury was off. I told him this, where in the hell did you go to Mexico? I called Tom.
Yeah. Why didn't he?
Why?
Tom missed it all.
Yeah, Tom went out. He went to Monterrey, so I don't know where he went.
Now, Tom was secretary of the party, right?
Yeah.
Martins was chairman.
Now, Tom was presiding judge of Box 1.
Box 1?
Yeah, that's the American side.
But wasn't he also secretary for the Jim Wells?
Clarence Martin was the chairman.
Yeah, but Donald's secretary, I think.
It was it?
I think so. That's what I've got in the story here. In other words, how come he... here's what I got. It says, Stevenson and aides, including DeBrell, demanded that B.F. Tom Donald, secretary of the Jim Wells County Democratic Executive Committee, is that right?
Oh.
Show them the poll and tally list from Box 13.
I thought Homer Dean was the...
Homer Dean?
Yeah, I thought it was that. I know Clarence Martin.
Well, we can look the record. We can look the records up at that. Yeah. The Houston Chronicle, we can look at it.
It's in the... in one of the stories, I think, is...
What story?
Well, it either, like, it was Xerox thing that I made from the Chronicle.
Yeah, I left those up.
Or the Post, or...
Donald is mentioned.
And correct, and it's somewhere in there. It talks about one of them describing how Donald let them see him, and that they knew they didn't have very long, and so they concentrated on memorizing two or three names or some such thing as that.
Yeah.
And then there's also in there as to where apparently the bank president said that he knew that the ballot boxes or the material was in the bank building, but he didn't know what
happened. Yeah, see, Donald was a banker, right?
How come he had his all his documents in the bank?
Good question. He was a banker, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he was, why did he have him in the bank?
Right. Well, he wasn't the president of the bank, was he?
No. Gibbons was the president.
Gibbons was?
Gibbons, yeah.
Gibbons Parr?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it was Gibbons Parr. There was someone else in the bank, also in one of those stories that's in the file. It says that...
he kept it in the bank?
He was aware that Donald had this election material in the bank, but...
locked up.
Yes, but he didn't know what happened.
Yeah, why? That's a good question. Why should it be in the bank? It was Democratic Party politics. Yeah, not a banker's.
That morning, I went to to Main Street there to buy, I don't know probably why I wouldn't buy it. And I saw a lot of commotion in the First State Bank, just, all the rangers over there and everything else. Something wrong here, I don't know what. Of course, I knew then well that the investigation was under, see what's coming.
Underway?
Underway.
Yeah, underway.
See?
The only thing I can figure is that because of the law, that he wanted to have the stuff.
Did you see that? Don't you see in the papers, look the papers that the Alice Echo or the Corpus Christi Corner.
Yeah, See
that what the ring is doing over there.
I'll have to go to Alice. I'll look up those papers.
Yeah.
Corpus Christi, too. They have a lot on Corpus Christi. I'll go down there next week. But let's see, I wanted to, the question I want to ask. The ballot box itself, with the ballots in there, did Gibbons take that, or did that?
Everything Gibbons, I gave everything to Gibbons.
Well, the story.
Ballot list, poll list, and all the certification of the voters and everything else, I gave it to
him. In the ballot box. Remember, they clipped it open, they unlocked one of those, the ballot box, that investigation. You've got a picture here in your scrapbook. You remember when they cut it open?
Yeah.
The ballots were in there, but the ballots didn't tell anything without the list to show who voted.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
That's right.
I think the thing was empty, wasn't it?
Was it empty?
It was empty.
Well, we can.
Nothing on that.
I believe it was empty.
Do you have that scrapbook, Lewis? We can look it up.
Yeah.
You know, the one you had the other day? That may even mention what Tom Donald's title was.
Right. One of those stories should.
Let's see.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You got some good phrases in there, Lewis. This is one of the best right here.
Wait a minute, let me.
They wanted Stevenson, we gave them Johnson. That is a hell of a nice guy. To act out a corrupt. I love that.
Old secretary.
What does that mean, old secretary?
Old secretary of the county executive. I guess maybe.
See? Old secretary.
Maybe.
Does that mean he was an old man or just the former?
Or maybe it meant long time.
Long time.
See, it says chief investigator served a subpoena on
B.F. Clinton.
On Thursday morning, chief investigator served a subpoena on B.F. Clinton, former secretary of the county executive committee.
I think that means long time.
I would imagine long-time secretary.
Okay, he was ordered to prove right. He pointed out the poll and tally lists were missing.
He complied with the order in the afternoon and pointed out that the poll and tally list of precinct 15 were missing.
You testified at federal inquiry September the two sets of polls were stolen. In the September hearing, although the ballots themselves were discovered in one ballot box opened during the hearing, they found the ballots. But the ballots by themselves are no good because you need to prove people voted those ballots. Donald was subpoenaed to appear but reported left from Mexico. Order impounding the ballots for 1 year had been issued by Judge Bruder. He needed for legal purposes. Well, see, this is well after the investigation.
Yeah, this was
He said, make sure the ballots were not destroyed with 1 year until further order. So they did find the ballots. This must be about in October. He doesn't have the date.
They don't have the number.
There it is, look at it.
Just
make clear up where that telegram came from. It's right here. It listens to Smith read a telegram from Davidson. So it came from Davidson in Dallas or Fort Worth, ordering the investigation halted. Take no further action. Black sent his telegram to Davidson, and then Davidson sent the telegram that Smith read. Smith, so you sent a telegram from Dallas. It'd probably be better to say from Fort Worth, because that's where he was based, Davidson was based. That's a good shot. They're listening to the guy. There's Dabrell.
He says, go to Davidson.
That's Dabrell.
That's the writer. Graham.
Here's that, Dibrell, whatever.
Yeah. Stevenson.
Stevenson.
Harry Matthews, Boston. Josh Gross in San Antonio.
Okay, well, see, that's what I mean, though. He's secretary of the county executive committee. That's why we call him. But I don't know why those things were in the bank. That's a good question. Look at it, it says the hearing was incomplete.
Look, this says Judge Davidson of Dallas.
Okay.
And then that's it came to an abrupt ending. Order. Of Dallas.
Permanently adjourned the hearing at 3 o'clock. You said 2. Just about the same. 2 or 3, yeah. Brought it in to the thing. He had a telephone conference with Judge Davidson in Dallas. You're right. So.
He had called a recess at 1:50. To consult Davis. After Tarleton informed him that he understood, he called up.
Says Stevenson had just begun developing the case. Like you said, he would have proven it.
Yeah.
He could have gone for it.
And
okay. The 13th ballot box being examined when the investigation was terminated. No trace had been found of a third copy of the official record. Previously, Lewis Salas election had testified the other two, official and poll list, had been stolen. But we're talking about the third copy. You said you threatened with a penitentiary sentence if you did not produce your records. I don't know if you made that up or not, but they threatened you with a jail sentence, did they? Okay, look, here's this guy, Charles Wesley Price. Said he overheard Salas announce at 8 o'clock the night of the election that Johnson had received 765 and Stevenson 60.
That's right.
Who's Price, the reporter?
No, Price was the son of the sheriff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, Price, oh, he heard you make it to Cliff DuBose.
That's it.
Employee of the Alice News who's compiling records. But in a way, Max, that makes it a return because, you know, Lewis says it was unofficial, but the TEB is always unofficial. Texas election.
Right.
Now let me ask you right here, was the stalling done before, you know, where you said we counted a vote, we played cards? That was not Saturday, that was after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you already turned in a total to Cliff DuBose. You told him 765 to 60.
Right. That was the right count.
That was the way you counted it. You thought you counted enough.
Yeah, that was the right boat.
Is that really
the right boat? That's the really one.
Really?
Yeah.
And then you tested and then you got 977.
I those 200 boats had it.
That's 200 and 211. No, 212. 765. 212.
Well, see, did they add 12 then also? Maybe they added 12 to Stevenson.
Stevenson 60.
60 is still up with it appears.
It says two. That must be wrong. It went from 765 to 965, didn't it now?
Yeah.
Yeah. E.G. Lloyd, a Johnson attorney, was president of the Alice News. I didn't know that. He ran the newspaper?
Yeah, he owns the Alice News. Mr. Lloyd owned the Alice News.
Christ admitted he was a Stevenson supporter. He had trouble there when serving as a supervisor where Salas was presiding judge. You must have told him to go sit in the corner,
right, sir. Yeah.
He was anti-Forrest. Here, be if the former secretary. Former. That's what they meant old before.
Yeah.
Former. Well, how come he had him in the bank?
That's it. Why he had him in the bank?
That's a good question.
Unless Gibbons told him to keep him in there, because they were in the bank.
Maybe Gibbons did. This story is not too well written. It doesn't make it clear. But it makes it clear that he was former. Ballots found it had been destroyed. Hugo County, a janitor burned the ballots October 20th. See, look, here they prepares to open the 13th ballot line. A few minutes later, they halted. This is later stuff there. Well, it's fair to say no records exist for Box 13, right, Lewis? They're all gone, everything. I need to put that in the story. All traces. And the only thing they came up with was this ballot box. Box itself. And those ballots were apparently burned, according to this little story, on October. The 20th, the janitor burned the ballots. Let's see. Burned the ballots October 20th. But this is Duval. This goes to this?
Well, I mean, this, didn't this jump?
That jumps to there. And let's go, this is...
No, maybe it just didn't fit there. And there's an assumption that it indicates that it's...
Open the box, there were no tally sheets inside, although Salas had testified he put them in a folder in the box. Okay, we investigate. This was a Tuesday. The folder was thrown off shortly before Davidson advised that Black had stayed the injunction keeping. Despite this action, the hearings continued till after a recess with Salas still on the stand. They called it off while you were on the stand then, Lewis, huh?
Sure. I was on the stand when they...
When they stopped it?
When they stopped the investigation.
Hell, I didn't know. Did you know that?
No, I was there. I'd forgotten that was, you know, the timing of it.
You know, I think Tom Donner was a presiding judge of Box 1. I think he was.
Well, that still wouldn't... Still really wouldn't explain why it was in the bank. That's not the normal place for him.
After G.A. Parr, that's Givens. After G.A. Parr, Donald's employer at the Texas State Bank of Allen. He said he didn't know Donald or Donald. Martin's took, wait a minute, it says Martin's took the stand and was under questioning. Yeah, he came out and said it was rough.
Yeah.
Givens Parr and employer. This is Donald. All records were turned over to Donald after the canvas. Martin's testimony. Why'd they go to Donald?
Well, if he...
Just to keep me in the bank?
If he were the secretary of the party.
But it said former. Maybe, oh, that was probably written.
That was...
After Box 13, he no longer was... Is that it?
That must have been... In 48, we lost the... putting me on most of the local candidates. That's what the
local candidate.
We lost the sheriff and we lost everything else. Yeah.
But you won Johnson.
Right.
Well, here's a key part right here. Man. Look at this. Martin said there had been some discussion when it was learned the return had failed to give Johnson 200 votes and that it was corrected at the canvas. See, that's it.
But I told you.
That's it.
I gave it.
I wish they had that quoted there, Max. It's paraphrased, but Corpus Christi may have that.
Corpus Christi or Alice Echo. Alice Echo was against us.
But this is the Alice Echo here. We got it, isn't it? Is this the Alice Echo paper here?
Yeah. It's two newspapers there, Alice News and Alice Echo.